Wessel's brother and sister, JJ. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. March 23, 1899. Dear brother and sister Wessels, we have been anxiously waiting for some response from you, but none comes. Perhaps it is not time. Everything here is now prepared to go forward. We do not want to make any movement without your advice and counsel, if there is any prospect of your coming soon. If your mind is made up to go elsewhere, then please let us know as soon as possible. They are putting up with great inconvenience at the sanitarium, and all is in suspense until we hear from you. We hope to receive a cablegram that will settle the anxiety we are in. Please read this letter to your mother. We see the work of God going on in the conversion of souls. We see the great work that is to be done in Newcastle, for it is a place that cannot be gone over quickly. There are men being converted who have not attended meeting for years. They are gaining a most excellent experience. The miners working in the coal mines must be labored for. There are souls to be saved in these mines, and missionaries must engage in this work. Just as soon as the house of worship is erected, the work must be carried on and extended farther. It seems a pity that I must mortgage my property here to obtain means to build and keep the work advancing. But the work shall not cease if I can help it. The question was asked me by Brother Starr, Sister White. Does it seem that the Lord's providence would go before us, opening ways for us to work, and then withhold means from us, so that we cannot do that work? I answered, "No, no. It is not the Lord who does this. There is sufficient means in the hands of His stewards to do every line of work that the providence of God indicates should be done. But these means are set flowing in channels which gratify self-indulgence and selfish ideas that will perish with the using. Thus the precious cause of God becomes embarrassed. The Lord's money is not used according to His appointment. The stewards of means are not doing the work given them by God, and we are compelled to be sorely tried and put to shame before the world. This is not the Lord's will, but those who should stand in their lot and in their place, using aright the means the Lord has entrusted to them, prove unfaithful. Selfishness and love of show and appearance blinds their judgment, and the work that should stand the highest because it is the Lord's work is left to bear an impress that falsely represents Him who owns the world and all that is therein. Oh, that men would only see that by following their own selfish purposes, they rob God of His treasure and themselves of the large reward they might lay up in heaven. We are to do our work in God's appointed way, showing ourselves to be faithful stewards of the Lord's entrusted gift, exalting not ourselves, but our Maker. Soon the call will be made. Give an account of thy stewardship. Luke 16, verse 2. True religion is an imitation of Christ. True Christians represent the character of Christ. They follow in His footsteps. The truly converted soul will not follow his own selfish ways. He will not exalt self and divert the means, every penny, every shilling of which is the Lord's, to be used for self-gratification. We are to work with the Lord's interest and glory in view, that we may give an account of our stewardship with joy and not with grief. The religion of Jesus Christ is an experimental matter. God is testing every man by permitting him to trade on his goods. Each man has a personal account, accurately kept by the Lord, and he is tested by the practical results. Oh, how little do men understand the words, "How much owest thou unto my Lord?" Verse 5. There is an actual relation existing between sinful man and his God. The price has been paid for his redemption. He has been bought with a price. But the salvation of the sinner depends upon his personal union with Jesus Christ. Pure and undefiled religion is not guesswork, but a practical, living experience. Christ never promises a smooth path for His followers to travel in. God sets before each a life of trial in obedience to His will, and as Christ lived not to please Himself, so His followers will not live to please themselves. The lust of the eye will not cause them to absorb the Lord's money in things which only please the unsanctified pleasure lover. The Lord would have every soul consider that He keeps an account with every man. Each should feel his individual responsibility to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in them, to will and to do of His good pleasure. God works, and man works. If man consents to cooperate with Jesus Christ, he will be declared complete in him who purchased men and women with his own blood. In order to make high attainment in true religion, we must love righteousness and hate every evil way. I submit this to you to read to your brothers, for they need these words. May the Lord open their hearts to receive and act upon them. In much love to your wife and her mother, and your mother and her family.